All right, listen, we're going to jump into this topic here in a minute, the H-1B visa. So I gave the analogy a while ago of Shohei Ohtani playing baseball for the Dodgers. Was I on the money or not? Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, people are already calling him the greatest baseball player ever, and I think that's a good analogy for the grand scheme of things, you know, not just sports but jobs in general. Of, I think people get confused the immigration, like illegal immigration and immigration that helps the country. I mean, the immigration that literally built America. So, yeah. Like, if we can get people like Shohei to come and be, you know, the greatest athlete, then imagine like how that can translate. Like, we can get Elon from Africa who comes and is like probably the smartest man on planet Earth, and now he's a U.S. citizen because of that, you know. So I think that's a great analogy on the grand scheme of things. So,
well, there's more to unpack here. There are problems. I'm not going to deny it, and I'm absolutely not. But there's absolutely a fix. And you just don't, in my opinion, throw the whole program out because we're worried about what's happening on the southern border, because it's as apples and oranges. All right, coming up, we got more on this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Meatloaf Monday. So I'm in this first dipper, H-1B, and if you missed my monologue about this, I encourage you to go listen to it again. You can find it on any one of our podcasting sources, like, you know, Apple iTunes or Spotify or Podbean or whatever else. But yeah, we always, and also on YouTube.
It's up on the playlist right now, actually, so if you're going to check it out.
Dang, JP. Already?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd do without you pushing the buttons, man. All right, so JP's already got it out there. Anyway, the whole monologue was called, if I had to give it a title, I call it H-1B Visa, Hijinks or Highlights. Hijinks or Highlights. And that's where we are. So what's this fight about? If you may have heard that there's conservatives are backlash and then the consternation and everybody's at war with each other. No, we're not. Not really. Not really. Is there a disagreement? Oh, yeah. I mean, when's the last time you ever saw the family gather for Thanksgiving and somebody didn't have an opinion about something else that was different than what the other person had? I mean, the bottom line is a family that works together is going to be a family that sometimes finds disagreement. And in this particular case, we have a situation where the H-1B visa is creating a bit of controversy only because A, some don't understand it. B, some are willing to abuse it. And C, there are those in the middle who say it's okay to have it. Just quit trying to mess it up. So what H-1B visa? Just to remind you again real quick, an H-1B visa, it's a special kind of visa that allows for employers to hire people from another country if those people fall into certain categories, like there's special science, medical, basically there's different exceptions. And they have to also, by the way, be people who come with advanced degrees and knowledge and specific skill sets that the employer has to certify that they are having trouble finding in the U.S. Now, it doesn't mean they're not in the U.S., but picture this. Let's say you need a nuclear physicist. I'm making this up. But let's say you need a nuclear physicist. I don't know for a fact, but I imagine there's not a lot of good nuclear physicists out there. In the event that you need a nuclear physicist, you might immediately put out something on Indeed or on, you know, LinkedIn or some other place. You know, I'll call. Need a nuclear physicist for a job in California. There might be some great nuclear physicists who work at a plant in, I don't know, pick one, some sunny Florida where things are wonderful and the tax base is low. And they have no desire whatsoever to move to California where the politics are different and everything's, you know, kind of ups and downs and topsy-turvy and taxes are high. I'm making all this up, but you see my thinking? Yes, there could be a qualified nuclear physicist American citizen who has no desire to move to the job. Well, then what? Do they stop needing a nuclear physicist? No. Are they only allowed to hire an American? What if the Americans don't want that job? Or what if, just saying, what ifs, they're actually having trouble finding one through the usual means? And then they find out there's some guy who works in, pick a spot, Poland. And he's sharp as a tack, speaks four languages. He's got a degree from the University of Warsaw, and he's a qualified nuclear physicist. And he's willing to move to California. Are they not supposed to hire him? That's the thing we've got here. The H-1B visa program was designed to allow for American products, American services, American research, American medicine to be the best in the world because we're able to go out and recruit the best in the world to come here and work in it. The example that I gave, one of the examples I gave in my monologue, was baseball player Shohei Ohtani. Now, I realize it's baseball, but no one can deny that Shohei Ohtani is the most prolific baseball player in the world. He is absolutely, bar none, right now on par with anybody in history in baseball. Baseball's an American sport. He now plays for the LA Dodgers. Did they give him an American citizen's job? No, because nobody could play it like Shohei Ohtani. They got him from Japan, and they're paying him mega bucks. And guess what? They went to the World Series, and he was the MVP. Are you going to find another Shohei Ohtani in America? Doubtful. Might there be one out there? Maybe. But the LA Dodgers couldn't find it, and they found Shohei Ohtani, and they brought him in from Japan. Should they have not? You find me, the LA Dodgers fan who thinks it was a mistake. They ain't one. They ain't one nowhere to be found. Now, there might be some Braves fans or some Yankees fans who think this is a rigged system. They all, Shohei Ohtani needs to go home. Okay, ain't gonna happen. What?
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
I know who I'm working with. So the reality is this. There is a system in place through the H-1B application process. And by the way, it's capped. And therein lies part of the controversy. The cap right now is at $65,000 that can be allotted per year. They call it the lottery. You apply, and they've got a certain number of allocations within the categories that are allowed, and you're legally limited to 65,000 H-1Bs a year, and there can be 20,000 more on top of that, 85,000, if you have advanced degrees. Like, it's not just they got a bachelor's, but they've got, like, I don't know, maybe they're a board-certified neurosurgeon, and you want that for your hospital or your research center or something. All I'm saying is there's a cap on it right now, and the discussion had been, and this is part of the controversy, that there was a call on social media to lift the cap. All right, that seemed unnecessary. No one can say right now that we need more than 85,000 H-1B visas with a straight face. This is not the southern border. Do not confuse the southern border and or conflate the southern border with the H-1B visa program, because the H-1B visa program is an application process for a temporary opportunity to work in the United States because a U.S. employer has said they'll put you to work. And you're going to come here and be gainful and pay taxes, and you're going to be in the system, and you're going to be known, and you're going to be law-abiding, and you bring something, you bring some merit. This is not Nicaraguan jails that are flushing out their Venezuelan jails that are flushing out their Tren de Aragua gang members and sending them north to the southern border where they can come across and make, you know, mayhem and violence. This is not that. This is not millions and millions of illegal immigrants sneaking across the Rio Grande and finding their way to New York City and getting free debit cards and telephones and medical care and food. This is not that at all. Do not conflate the two. Now, the problem we got is the Democrats have so abused the immigration system and have so abused the U.S. public for daring to question their abuse of the immigration system that we're now suspect of anything that says immigration. But I'm here to tell you that the H-1B visa program has had problems, and they have to get fixed. I've got a story here. Let me find this one. I pulled this off of, I think it was Fair U.S. Yeah, Fair U.S. I went there because I knew they would talk about it. Fair U.S., which is the Foundation for American Immigration Reform. FairUS.org has a piece that came out in August of 2019. That's, by the way, that's the Trump administration, 2019. Saying that H-1B visas were too often cheap foreign labor versus American workers. And that's the problem. They cite the fact that, look at this. Where was it? It was in, was it Disney? Yes. page 5 of the report that I've got from fairus.org. Disney World in 2015. Disney World. Disney. For the love of God, Disney. Disney World decided to replace many of its skilled American employees with foreign H-1B workers and then force the Americans to train their replacements. What? That's just abusive, man. That's psychological abuse on top of losing the job. I have another story, and it was TVA, and I said it earlier, but by the way, TVA, their plan was to let people go at Christmas. At Christmas. This was a tweet. Was it? Yeah, here it is. I got it right here. I pulled this off of a guy's Twitter post who gave a full string of what happened. So when Trump's first administration was ongoing, TVA announced at Christmas of 2018 that they were going to fire 200 Americans. 200. Right at Christmas, and have them train their replacements on the way out. Wow. They did it despite the fact that TVA is a government agency, not as a non-governmental agency, is not a true governmental agency. The president does not appoint the leadership of TVA, but the president does appoint members of the board. So the president began to hold the TVA board members responsible and began firing board members one at a time. Sooner or later, TVA woke up and said, oh, sorry, we'll pull back on our plans. Those two, TVA and Disney, are now the classic examples of the abuse of the H-1B. There was no reason for Disney to say, yeah, let's fire a whole batch of people. Let's do a reduction in force, but we're going to fill it with cheap foreign labor. TVA had no reason to fire 200 Americans at Christmas time and then say, we're going to make them train their replacements. That, my friends, is an abuse. That is why people go to jail. And that, by the way, if you Google right now, if you Google H-1B visa abuse news, you'll find stories that are as recent as November of this year with organizations, employer organizations, filling out false requests for H-1B visa approval, citing people with advanced skill degrees who don't really have the advanced skill degrees just to get them over here so they can do indentured servitude and get cheap labor out of them. Those folks need to go to jail. That's where the problem lies. Not in the ideals for which the H-1B was first built. I got to take a break. I'm going to take the break right now. When I come back, we'll just wrap this thing up because there's not much more to say. But I will tell you this. Elon Musk, I have agreed with him on 99% of what he said in the last couple of years. But he got a little out of hand, in my opinion, on this one with his retorts to people. Got a little bit gamey. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, coming up in the next few minutes, right after the next break, we'll have State Republican Party Chairman John Wall calling in. We'll talk to him about what to expect next. But hey, wrapping this up, I got a text here from Bob from Madison regarding the H-1B visa program. He said, I think the system has been abused because it's not just extra special people like nuclear physicists, but it could be up to like IT people and things like that. And we got plenty of qualified people here in the United States. And I agree with you, Bob. That's why I think the reforms need to be, A, we take a look at who's been abusing it and put some stiff penalties in there that may be stiffer than what they have now. And B, make the approval process subject to a little more scrutiny so that we know that they're truly bringing in someone and certifying that they can't find anybody else to do the job. Because you're right. If they're just bringing in, you know, someone who can check with you to see whether you've rebooted or not. That's why do we need that? We can do that here. But if it's truly somebody with some skill sets, a Werner von Braun again, then I'm all for it. Gary from Decatur says, how about the government funding scholarships and grants for advanced degrees in science and technology versus arts and humanities to fill those jobs? We got enough social justice graduates for the next 20 years. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you on that, man. You still got to qualify to pursue the advanced degree in science and technology. So if they're qualified for it, by the way, I don't want the government funding the scholarships. That's called a Pell Grant. But I want the universities who have these massive endowments to start funding these scholarships. Well, they do, but you know what I'm saying? More than that. I'm tired of government backed student loans for underwater basket weaving degrees. And anyway, all of it. if there's a merit-based scholarship out there that puts more people in the STEM category, the science, technology, and math, then bring it. Elon Musk got a bit gamey on this one. So Musk basically just said things that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. His response to people questioning this, he said, the reason I'm in America, along with so many critical people who built SpaceX, Tesla, and hundreds of other companies that made America strong, is because of H-1B. He says, so take a big step back and blankety blankety blank, and I'll go to war on this issue, the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend. I mean, take a breath, Elon. Seriously, just why was that even needed? if you're that touchy on the subject, then did we just disagree with you for the first time? And truthfully, I don't think anybody's saying bail on the program. It's bad. I think what they're saying is fix it.
Well, a lot of people on X are. I say a lot of people. There's some people on X that are being nasty about it. So
there are people on X that will cuss you out because of what you had for breakfast.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Mm. Social media is the place where people get keyboard courage and they say things they would never say to your face.
Mm-hmm. So I think that was towards those people in general. But yeah, he snapped for sure.
Yeah. Ramaswamy also got real engaged with it, saying, and Ramaswamy, how did he word it? He said something to the effect, and I've got it here in one of mine, that he said that America has too often allowed mediocrity to replace exemplary opportunity and behavior.
He said something of like American culture doesn't value academia enough. It's something like, you know, the TV shows and culture rewards like the prom queen instead of the valedictorian, that sort of thing, and said that cultures, you know, in other places in the world that reward that from a young age maybe have some people who are better equipped to have some jobs that Americans aren't equipped to have. Like, he said it in some way like that, and people really went after him for it. But I mean, in a lot of senses, he's not really wrong. And he was saying he wants to return America to when it was like that and did value academia. He wasn't, you know, bashing America as a whole. He was saying he wants to see a return to that, but yeah, he got a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, he did. And I found the article. It was Daily Wire is where I read it. Daily Wire has a piece came out yesterday. Ramaswamy saying that American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long. He went on to say that achievement over normalcy, excellence over mediocrity, nerdiness over conformity, hard work over laziness. What he's basically saying is there's nothing. Well, Nikki Haley used it as a chance to swipe back at him, saying, you're talking about the American worker, but the reality is what he was saying was, let's don't forget that what we have too often allowed ourselves as a nation to get dumbed down. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do know this. Our culture has had it soft for a while, and I miss the days when we had people that were considered the pillars of society because they were putting a man on the moon. Or because they were launching the nuclear program, because they were doing things that no one had ever done before. I'm ready to get back to the America that leads the world in massive advances in science and technology. But nonetheless, the H-1B visa program, call me wrong, I don't think I am. I think the H-1B visa program is rife with abuse, and it can be fixed, and it is not at all to be mixed with the southern border. That's two different things. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.